Hello, I'm Annette. And this today is a journey for children, young people, people who stayed young, or people who would like to dive into a little magic. So find a comfortable place, sit down or lie down, or even listen to the story before you go to sleep. Imagine yourself lying in your bed, lying snugged in, snuggly, tuggly. It's dark outside, and these times where the nights are so long. And life is a little chaotic everywhere. And just as you close your eyes, you suddenly feel a little hand touching your arm, and you open your eyes and you see a little elf smiling at you. She asks you, "Come with me. I want to take you to my forest, to my magic forest." I want to show you something very special. And you take her hand. And in the minute that you touch her, you disappear. You're in the middle of a beautiful forest. Smell it. You can smell the trees. And you follow that little elf. She's leading the way through fir trees. The fragrance is amazing. It smells like Christmas. You can see squirrels and deers. Look around, how beautiful this is. And the little elf is heading towards a rock. And you can see this crack in the rock. And she waves, "Come, come, come with me." And you follow her into that mountain. First, it's a little dark, but you can see already a light at the end of that little path. And you enter a beautiful cave full of crystals in all colors like the rainbows. Green, blue, red, gold. It's so beautiful. And you follow the elf. And when she passes a huge crystal, you suddenly see this group of little elves playing, laughing, dancing and singing. And as they see you, they turn around and they run towards you. "Hi, there you are. We've been waiting for you for so long." And your little elf looks at you. "These are my friends. Look, they have very special powers. They have healing powers. Come, come." And she shows you a flat crystal, a smooth, flat, clear crystal. And you lie down on this crystal. In the moment that you lie down, you suddenly feel the little elves taking these crystals in all colors and start to clean your body from all this heaviness, all the anger, whatever you have experienced in the last weeks. The fear, maybe, the tears, whatever was there, with their little hands like little butterflies. You can feel their hands on your head, on your feet, on your arms, and it's like very light feathers. And you feel lighter again, lighter and warm. And love. It feels like so much love. They love you. And just as you have the feeling you're so light, you're going to fly in a minute. Carinha. Carinha is your little elf. She takes your hand. Come with me. And all of you, the whole group of elves and you, going to the next cave. And there you see an old elf, the huge cauldron with the golden liquid in there, stirring it over a fire. And then you see suddenly the elves putting fairy dust, elf dust, stardust, all is going into this pot of golden liquid. And Carinha says to you, you can do that too. Feel your heart. Feel how warm it is in your heart. And you really just feel it's so warm in your heart. And you take this warm feeling from your heart, a little bit of it. And look in your hands. You also have the stardust in your hands. And you put it also in this cauldron. And the old elf is stirring it into this whole liquid. And see some of these little fairies putting some red dust in there. Love. And you see this magic liquid in this cauldron is ready now. And Carinha shows to the corner of that cave and you see a beautiful dragon, blue and green, waiting for you. And there are little buckets and everybody gets a little bucket. And the old elf is pouring the liquid in your buckets. And then all of you, the elves and you, you climb on the dragon. And the dragon opens its wings and flies up through the hole in that little mountain. He flies out into the night sky. You see the stars. And this dragon is flying around the world, our Mother Earth. And you see how the little elves start to take some of the liquids and little golden drops fall on the earth. And Carinha tells you, you do the same. We bring light and love and comfort to those in need. And you see the dragon flying over Africa, over India, over Australia, over all these little islands, South America, North America, Canada, going everywhere, over Iceland, over Europe, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Germany, France, England, Spain, Portugal, all these countries, and you drop these little drops of golden liquid of stardust, fairy dust, magic for the people. Because you can do it. You can bring this joy and laughter and love to all these people. Just remember that you can do this. And then the dragon is landing right in front of your house. And Carinya and you glide off the back of the dragon. And you thank the dragon and the elves and you wave goodbye. And Carinya, she brings you back into your room, into your bed. She tucks you in. And when you look at her, she smiles at you. And you see, she holds her hand. It's full of this dust, of this elf dust, the stardust, the love. And you look at your own hand. Look, it's full of that too. And she smiles one more time and she waves goodbye. And she tells you, when she goes, you can call her back. And remember to ask your mother or your father for a crystal if you don't have one. And then you put this energy, what you have in your hand, this light, this magic light from the elves, into the crystal. And when you see someone who's sad, you can put the crystal on his heart and say, all will be good. Because you are a child also of Mother Earth. Remember. Remember. And then you come slowly back to your room, and you breathe in and out, and remember, you can always visit the elves, you can call them before you go to sleep to go to the magic mountains. Love and light to you.